Next to the news that Roy Keane has quit his position as assistant manager of Aston Villa just 4 months after he took on the job. Villa have been struggling this year. They're just a couple of points above the relegation zone and they haven't won in 9 league games. But that's not the reason Keane is quitting, we're told. He told manager Paul Lambert this morning that he was going because of the pressure of work and a wish to be able to spend more time with his family. Sports journalist Pat Murphy is the BBC Five Lives man in the Midlands.
It's not a complete surprise. Roy Keane doesn't do 99%. He doesn't coast in any area at all. I think his book and all the media stuff has been a sideshow. All that was out of the way and he'd settled down back to being a football man. He's been at Villa since middle of summer. He was part of the whole pre-season. But when you think about the demands of being an assistant at international level and the Premier League demands as well, he can't be in two places at once. There must have been plenty of times when Roy Keane would have thought he could have been somewhere else on behalf of Martin O'Neill and Ireland. But there he is in the dugout alongside Paul Lambert, with whom he had a very good working relationship, incidentally. Conspiracy theorists will say, there's something more to it than this. But I don't know. I think with a large young family based 100 miles or so away from the Villa training ground, plus the Republic of Ireland commitments, I think Roy Keane thought something's got to give, and Ireland proved more important to him than Aston Villa. Fundamentally, Roy Keane will go his own way, and he has done what he thinks is best.
Of course, he knew all of this back in July, Pat. Did he perhaps take on more than he could deal with?
I can't speak for him, Richard, and nobody with a grain of sense would ever dare speak on behalf of Roy Keane. But as a general principle, the concept, the idealism, is often at odds with the practical realities of the situation. I think probably Roy Keane has been a bit disappointed with Villa's turgid playing style and the descent down into the lower regions of the Premier League. But I don't think that has been of seminal importance. I just think he probably thought, I can't do it all. I thought I could, but I can't. On that basis, he's been honest, and even his biggest critics would surely never criticise Roy Keane for being dishonest. He just feels he can't do any more. He's that kind of animal. Other people could bluff their way through it all and say, oh, yeah, I can get away with it. You know, it's the case of being involved with international football and Ireland, their next game is 4 months' time. You can't just say, all right, see you in 4 months' time to Martin O'Neill. He's got to go scouting players rather than being in the Villa dugout. He's got to be looking at the opposition sides practically, in vision, as it were. He's got to be talking to Ireland players current and possibly in the future. And I suspect Roy Keane feels he can't do all that while at the same time giving Villa all that he wants to give.
I suppose at the same time, Pat, it could be said this won't look good on his CV if he ever again applies for a job in Premiership football. It looks like Keane quit early.
Deserting the sinking ship. I can understand that. I think all of us around here, Richard, never thought it was going to be a permanent arrangement. The timing is poor for Villa and their fans and for Paul Lambert, with whom I understand he had a very good working relationship. And don't forget, it was Lambert's idea to approach Keane and get him on board, much to Keane's surprise. Villa have got 3 very important games coming up in 8 days. Burnley, Crystal Palace and Leicester, all of them struggling at the same end of the table as Aston Villa. So Villa fans will say, well, thanks a lot. Is this a sinking ship you're deserting? He might have hung on, I think, and got it organised at a quieter period. It's going to be a sideshow for Villa's players, but I suspect Roy Keane may well say, for heaven's sake, it's about players, not about somebody who sits in the dugout alongside Paul Lambert. It's up to the players to do it and pull Villa out of this morass. It can't be fundamentally Roy Keane's fault.
Pat Murphy of BBC Five Live talking to us a short time ago. We'll take a break. We're back in 2 minutes.